Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about what it means to be strong in the Lord, to experience His power, the power of His Holy Spirit in our lives as we face challenges day by day, as we face trials, as we face temptations, as we are come face to face in dealing with our old sinful nature. How do we handle those situations? What do we do? How do we fight? Do we know what it means to be strong in the Lord and experience the power of His might in those difficult circumstances that we face? Friends, are you experiencing that power in your life? God wants you to, and it comes through communication with God, spending time meditating in the Word, spending time in prayer on a regular basis, both of those, hearing from God through His Word, speaking to God in prayer. Being strong in the Lord requires obedience to the Lord, walking in His precepts, doing His will, walking in humble obedience and abiding in Him. Being strong in the Lord means that we are not going to have hidden sin in our life, but that we repent of all known sin and give ourselves totally and completely to the Lord Jesus Christ. Being strong in the Lord means that we're going to believe in Him, have faith in Him, that He is going to see us through no matter what. The last illustration we used and talked about yesterday was that of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three young men, as they faced the fiery furnace because they would not bow down to the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar had put up. God delivered them, indeed He did, from the fiery furnace. But I'd like to look at one more example we get in the Old Testament, and that in the life of David as he was about to face a real enemy, a real giant. But I'd like to notice how God prepared him for that situation. And God did prepare him for facing the giant Goliath. Remember when David kept sheep for his father? We read that account. And David, while he was keeping sheep for his father, faced a lion and a bear. But I'd like to read the account here in 1 Samuel 17, beginning here in verse 32. I'd like to read about those things that David faced here and how he did that. Anyway, it says here in verse 32, David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him," that is the Philistine, the giant. "Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight him, for thou art but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth." And David said to Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." Wow, that's faith in God. And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." I'd like to point out here that when David was keeping his father's sheep, he met a bear and a lion, barehanded. Now, I don't know if he practiced with his slingshot back then when he was keeping sheep. Maybe he did. I don't know what all David did there as he was tending the sheep, but I believe that David had a very good relationship with the Lord as he was tending his father's sheep. Well, here comes a bear and takes a lamb. Now, David has a choice to make. If he lets the bear take the lamb because he's afraid the bear might get him if he goes after it, you know that bear's coming back. He's not going to be satisfied with just one lamb. After he's had his fill of that one, he's coming back for more. So how does David take care of that problem? Well, there is only one answer to that, and that's take care of the bear. Otherwise, this thing's going to come back and keep getting more sheep. And David does. I imagine that David prayed, say, God, I don't know how to handle this. I've never done this before, but you can help me. Will you help me just now as I go after this bear? And I believe David took off after that bear. And the Bible says he killed the bear. I don't know what he used. Maybe he found a stone. Maybe he found a club. I don't know, but he somehow killed the bear. Well, his next challenge was a lion, or maybe it was vice versa. I'm not sure, but the next thing here was a lion. And the same thing, I certainly, for one, would not want to meet a lion. Taking a lamb out of a flock of sheep without a gun. There were no guns back then. And again, David realized, if he lets this lion go, why, it's going to come back and get more. And he's just going to keep on taking sheep until he deals with this lion. I believe once again, David called upon the Lord, recognizing that he has no choice. Somehow this lion has to be destroyed, or he's going to keep coming back and taking sheep. And God gives David the strength, the ability, and the courage to face this bear and this lion. And when the lion turned on him, he caught it by its beard and killed the thing. Now, I believe that God helped him. God helped David slay the lion and the bear. In fact, the Bible says that. That's what David told King Saul here. Saul, when I was keeping my father's sheep, a bear and a lion came out, and God helped me with them. And you know what? God's going to take care of this Philistine, this giant, too. The same God that helped me with that bear and the lion. David believed God and trusted him. And I just like how David says here, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul says to David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Well, David did. David went, and he took 5 smooth stones from the brook, put them in his shepherd's bag, and he took his sling with him. And he goes out to meet Goliath, the giant. By the way, do you have giants in your life? Are you facing really difficult issues in your life? Maybe a severe trial. Maybe a sore temptation that you can just hardly overcome. Friend, God has help for you. He wants you to conquer the giants in your life, just like he wanted David to conquer this giant too. And David met this giant with 5 smooth stones and a shepherd's bag and a sling. And Goliath comes out and says, ho, ho, what do you think I am, a dog, that you come out to me this way with a stick? Well, we know the end result. David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. And God gave that day to David a victorious battle. God fought that for him. I believe God directed that stone to Goliath's forehead. And David overcame Goliath that day. David won a battle for the Lord. And friends, God wants you and I to walk with him in strength. God intends that we be strong in the Lord and walk in the power of his might. God doesn't intend that we live a victory and then defeat and then victory and then defeat and then victory and then defeat. God wants us to be strong in the Lord and walk in the power of his might. Are you strong in the Lord? Are you experiencing his power in your everyday life? You can. It's available for you. Follow these points that I've shared with you this week. And I tell you, if you do that, according to the authority of God's word, you will experience being strong in the Lord and walking in the power of his might. God bless you. May you experience that in your life.